Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Standing like Sea Murder.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. I know you're mad at me.
No, I got outfit of the year. I think I should. I'm an assistant coach for the Warriors. Forget the jeans. I'm feeling good.
You're good. That's great. Why don't you pretend you're an assistant coach for the Warriors? You can walk me through last night's game. I know you're mad.
No, seriously, man.
I know you are.
Yeah. I'm disappointed.
Listen, I'm ready to take it on the chin today if people want that.
Oh, but, I was like, I'm ready.
But, you know, we talked about it before the show. I said, Goo, you know, I didn't watch the game. And you're like, what? I'm like, no, I just didn't. There's other stuff on.
That hurt me, Steiny.
Anybody who knows me knows that I watch every single Warrior game and almost have for 30 years. And this one just, I walked away. I didn't. Once I found out Giannis wasn't playing, I said,
this is not a Warrior issue, and you've been on the record. You're not by yourself. I got family. I was with them yesterday that are mad at the NBA product, but I'll never be that mad, partner, to where it'll make me not watch. Because I got to ask you this. Do you feel better about the decision? Forget the show and the station. Do you wish, like, man, I should have just threw it on?
Well, my mother,
Mary,
who I love more than anybody that's living right now, yeah. You know, she says something that some people find a little controversial. And she says, Maddie, you know, there are no good or bad decisions. They're just decisions.
Mm.
And so I made the decision and I got to live with it. And I'll be back on Saturday.
Hopefully they will.
Unless Butler and Curry are sitting.
No, but what's disappointing, and again, Steiny, you know, I get mad at you sometimes, radio mad at you, because I come in here with the rest of Dub Nation and we're on highs because of, you know, what we project and what we think this team can do. And it was just a, you know, Thursday night in Milwaukee. But when that announcement, as I'm at the funeral, rest in peace to my cousin Paula, and I get the announcement that there's no Giannis, the Warriors and their jersey, just the silhouette of their jersey, should win that game by 10. And they looked, I'm not going to say, oh, there was a lack of energy. And if you guys are going to call me and say, because I've been hearing this, Steiny, and you tell me what you think. Oh, Giannis not playing. The win went out the Warriors' sail. Miss me with that. So I was just disappointed. But now I'm more concerned real quick because Ryan Rollins is not in the caliber of Gordon and James Harden giving you a dub in the first half and Luka. So I'm just, we'll find out. The Indiana hasn't won a game. What's going to transpire tomorrow in Indiana for the Warriors? But Stani, I can't say age, but I just felt like the energy wasn't there as a collective yesterday. And it's disappointing. And I know they're 4-2. It's one game, but damn, I wish you would have watched just from the vantage point of me thinking, oh, here it is. This is the run.
But we do that every time. So I can imagine that there were points in that game where you're like, oh, the Warriors are going to win. So in that sense, it was like a regular game,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing that's going to happen, at least Warriors-wise today. And look, you tell me what happened.
All right.
Like I said, I had a moment yesterday. I had three games on, all of which had a, you know, personal connection to me.
Yeah.
You guys know my daughter goes to Tulane. I watch every Tulane football game. They got smoked, by the way. And I could do three hours on Tulane.
Carter and Evan won.
I lost.
Why did you go against them?
I don't know.
Because that's who you are.
No. I like Tulane, and I like the over, and I was going to parlay it. And I said, you know what? Just take the points. Tulane, they're going to win. Their defense has been pretty good, and
he gave us the play and then didn't play.
That's who he is.
But it wasn't because I was.
But you like to be different, Frank Sinatra. You like to do it your way. Sometimes it's not the right way, Steiny.
It's not about that.
Okay.
It's not about that.
Well, I don't want you to have to. I know we had a great guest yesterday. I missed our guy from New York. You got to give me the. Now, why would you laugh?
Wow, dude.
You got to go back and listen to it.
I will, because the streets are talking. And then you got to tell me about, honestly, Billy Idol.
Okay.
I'm sure you gave Evan your 411 on that, but I just want to give Evan his love for his costume today. He is Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie One Battle After Another. And Evan, you got it down with the robe, the mustache. You deserve at least $100 gift certificate, because the people who have seen the movie, you knocked it out the park, and I appreciate it.
Well, if you want to pick up my tab today, we could do that.
Well, somebody's got me today.
What happened to you?
Well, because I gave him I gave both those guys the winner.
But
I gave him the over.
But you could have bit on it too.
But I didn't. I didn't gamble last night.
I got you.
I mean, I did, but yeah.
I found $20 in my jeans. That's the best,
that
right?
That is pretty good.
$20.
All right, so anyway, here's how I'm going to set it up, and you guys can do with it what you will. So there were three games left. First of all, I'm sorry. I'm always watching an NFL game these days. The NFL is so much better than any. Yeah, get in here, Evan.
Look at
the camera,
yeah,
Evan.
Get it. I'm getting to the side.
You guys got
to
talk about it, because I didn't see the movie yet, but I do
know
people. I
look
do think
Evan.
We are going to we can see it.
That's special.
So please explain.
Tell me.
Get up here and explain.
Well, the movie, which I found out from Sarah down the hall.
Not Lynn.
The great Sarah from Sarah.
Yeah, from Sarah.
Remember last week you called her Lynn or Lindsay?
That was Lindsay. Sarah. I called her
Lori.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Lori.
She said that this was the most popular male costume, which I believe because they got info.
Are you kidding?
And I can guarantee it's because it's why I did it too. I get to wear a robe to work.
That's pretty good.
So I'm going out afterwards, so I figure I would just come in straight garb.
Look,
also, it gave me an excuse to rock the handlebar mustache,
you know,
which I haven't done in a while.
It's funny. I just thought you had a new mustache look.
Pat Spencer.
But I guess there was meaning
got the
behind
Spencer
it.
Going on.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
You look great.
All
and
right,
I'm a coach. You're out. Sit down.
Yes. So you sound like Kerr with Kuminga.
It was disappointing, man. No Giannis. Stoddy, come on, man. When you didn't watch the game predicated on, there's not going to be a game.
No,
Jimmy, Steph, Dre, and Horford, he ain't had his coming out party yet, Stoddy. I'm just telling you, it's got to be different for him. There is no Tatum. Like, in Boston, his threes were welcome. Here, it's like, buddy, if you're going to take that, you might need to. We're not okay if you. I don't know, Stoddy. Al, I love you, Tito, but I'm watching Horford, Stoddy, in that mesh. And again, I got to say this, and I would never second guess Kerr. He says because he's only going to play 20 minutes a game, he don't want him to start. What if I tell you moving forward, I got a file that's starting to pile. With him, I don't know if that's the best way to play Al Horford off the bench.
Well, you just said he was not very good.
Well, he didn't start.
Well, so
start him.
Why?
Because that's what he's used to.
Okay, so you got to change your lineup for your 39-year-old.
But are we really changing our lineup? We didn't have
Who's going to start when he doesn't play?
Coming to the Bay was to spell Dre at five. Why not just do that at the start? But to make Al comfortable. Just watch that. I think that's going to change. And I know everything's fluctuates, but I just like Al, a guy that started, should start. You know, Stoney, that's just me, man.
Well, I do not necessarily agree. And it's because, yeah, go ahead and start Al Horford, but that guarantees that you're going to change your lineup 25 times at least. Your starting line, that might be fine. You're right. It might not be a big deal. But I'm not crazy about that idea on its face. So anyway, last night we had a Thursday night football game. I had two guys in fantasy football. By the way, Lamar and Derrick Henry.
What you up, 40?
A little more.
I'll look at it.
And
you need this one.
I do. And, you know, Tulane. And then the Warriors game. So I find out Giannis isn't going to play. And I got it. I'll be honest with you people out there. And I don't like to get emotional. But for some reason, Evan texted me and I was just like, I cannot believe it.
Go Greenway.
So
when
disoriented.
When I read his text, I was so let down. Like, you got to be kidding me.
And I said to myself,
and
you know
lost.
What? I'm not going to watch the Warriors tonight. I'm going to concentrate on the other two games. So I want you guys to tell me what happened last night. And I got it. And I'm looking at the box score right now for the first time.
Okay.
I got a bunch of questions about how the game went down.
All right.
And who played like what?
Post had two shots.
Yeah, 9 minutes, 10 minutes.
And they got a lot of length. Like, and I thought they bothered Jimmy, Steph. And you know, Steph had 27 points. But, you know, all money ain't good money, Steph. They just made it difficult. And Jimmy Butler, again, Stoney, if I were to guard Jimmy Butler, I'm not leaving my feet one. But again, at this age for him, and he's still a dog and can control a game. I said that before y'all left here Wednesday. But Stoney, when you got length, that's half the battle guarding a guy like Jimmy Butler, and you could keep him at bay. And this last point on Al Horford, I know I'm a one-trick pony. Don't you think we'd get a better version of Al or any player if they played with Steph and Dre? So when you come in with the other guys, I don't know. Like,
somebody's got to be able to play when they're not on the floor.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about Al specifically, being that he's new.
What happened with Moody last night?
The box score tells you he was 0-for, and
so he didn't play a lot. Why didn't he play?
This is
going to be a fun day for me.
They said there's a hand issue.
Why didn't he only play 9 minutes?
They said there was a hand issue.
Okay, so it was kind of so did he play, get hurt, and not come back in?
That's how I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
Milwaukee had 27 points off of turnovers.
How could the Warriors look tired when they didn't play last night?
See, and that's why I don't want to just go there. It's too convenient to just say they were tired. It wasn't that. It was just, Stoney, what's below tired? Lethargic? They kind of were going through the motions.
Even from the start.
Yeah, even from the start. That's how I took it.
888-957-957.
What you got?
Oh, this is a great one. This is a great one from the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Watch the game again, Steiny.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Yeah.
Watch the game again.
0-2 on the road, Steiny.
Yeah.
Two blowout. Well, I don't want to say blowouts, but.
See, here's the.
And you got a Pacer team that can run and young.
Here's why I picked the right game. This is why I picked the right game. You were so sky high about this team.
And I still am.
Okay.
But this hurts.
What happened?
I'm telling you.
Energy?
No, length. Milwaukee had some length, I believe, happened. And we know the Warriors are not the most athletic team. And he started Quentin Post.
Okay.
It backfired. And I believe Pods, or anybody else like Pods, would have gave them more energy from the outset. And maybe they were down 9 after the first quarter. And I'm like, oh, this is cute. This is cute. You know, they'll run them down. And they couldn't catch them. And, you know, you're down 2 at half. I'm like, Warriors got them where they want them. But it just – and this is how you know athleticism is going to be an issue for the Warriors, Stoney. They out-rebounded Milwaukee by 9. But then ask me, what did the Warriors do with those rebounds?
What'd they do?
Offensively, not enough to, when I talk about Thundercats and being able to grab an offensive board and go up and bah, or do something with it, it was like Milwaukee knew where they were the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was no fear on Milwaukee. And I'm looking at Kyle Kuzma. I thought he was terrible. But Miles Turner and your boy Bobby Portis, you know, were the difference.
So it doesn't look like the Warriors led in the fourth quarter.
Well,
they're down six, down five. Oh, it's a two-point game with 4 minutes to go after a Curry three. And then it looks like Rollins hits a three.
Yeah, and this was the fourth time in six games. You tell me if this means anything to you, Stani, because I told you about the opposing team's field goal percentage. I don't know what Milwaukee shot last night from the field. They shot 48%. But fourth time in six games, the Warriors have given up 60 points in the first half. Anything there? We just cruising like Smokey Robinson. Nothing to see here. There's more offense. But the fourth time in six games, 60 points and a half.
Yeah. All right. I'm starting to get the picture. 888-957-9570. It doesn't look like the Warriors even threatened in the last two or three minutes of that game either. I'm looking and they're down seven with a minute 40.
Yeah.
They're down nine with 2 minutes. They're down nine with 2.5. It's a six-point game with three.
And Kuminga, he wasn't bad by any stretch, but when he and Steph Curry, two of your five starters, have 10 turnovers combined, that's not good for anybody.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You tell me what happened with that Warrior game last night. For years, I tell you what I think. Why don't you tell me what happened last night? 888-957-9570. We'll also get into the Niners. They got a big game against the Giants. I haven't touched base with Guru about the Giants' new manager, so we got that to talk about. 888-957-9570. That segment, sponsored by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
We need Thundercats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
JTA!
Random.
Who is it? Depeche Mode.
Nah, it's Pitbull.
Is it Pitbull?
I think so. Well, no. The music, the beat is by him, though, clearly.
It's the Gorillaz.
Yeah. I think he's in that band.
Gorillaz. Hadn't heard them.
Yeah, and you know what?
Heard of.
And they do this now, the kids. I'll bet it's Gorillaz with a Z at the end. I'll bet you any money.
I don't know about that on this one.
Cha-ching!
Thank you.
So, this hashtag random at the funeral, and my wife's, remember I bragged when we went to Hawaii a couple years ago, her cousin DeVale Stani, looks like, he's a brother, but he looks like Brad Pitt, that's what they call him, good-looking dude.
Trying to envision that.
He's the money guy behind Ray Parker Jr., remember?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he was there, and we were smoking cigars and sipping on the dark, and he was there, and I don't know, we got to talking at the repast, and music came up, and I go, give me your number one, like, I said Phil Collins, Pac, You know, for me, Marvin Gaye, he's a brother. His number one was Van Halen. I said,
I've never heard anything like that in my entire life.
He told me to listen to the first album of Van Halen. I said, dude, I had to take, I said, give me that card.
Does he know most white people don't like Van Halen either?
I spit my drink out, Sonny. Like, give me that brother card.
All right, we're doing things a little differently today. And
well, I'm not.
Feel free. But no, you are. You are.
Well, I'm not doing a good job because you're asking for more. They had no rhythm last night.
Yeah, let me set it up real quick. Your boy Steiny didn't watch the game last night. So mad about Giannis not playing, and I had my Tulane Green Wave on, and I had two fantasy guys on Baltimore playing, and I was just so mad I made an emotional decision. I did not watch the Warriors last night. I've watched them since 1994. Last night I didn't watch them. So you know what? I'm relying on you guys. I can't even come in here and say Kuminga stinks because I don't know if he stunk last night.
But I wonder if you could get reprimanded for saying you didn't watch because it's our job to watch.
Is it?
It's almost like you could have just called in. I ain't coming today. I tried to be, you know what I'm saying, Sonny.
I wouldn't have said it. I think I not only said it, I told the boss last night via text.
Oh, you texted him.
Yeah, he knew.
Okay, all right.
He knew. He's like, do whatever you want, Steiny.
Did he say that?
Yes. He goes, whatever you want to do. And I was just like, no, this will be good. I'll get to hear what the hell's going on. Okay. I'll get to hear other guys tell me about a game for once. I'm sick of lecturing people. I want to be lectured too today.
Yeah. My two takeaways, Steiny. Horford might need to start, man. This is bigger than last night.
So, okay. I didn't see the game. So you're telling me he stunk so bad that now you want to put him into the starting
lineup. No, I have talked about this moving forward, and he hasn't stunk the whole season, but I'm just thinking a guy like that, an estimated eye says her husband's better in the morning and he fades in the evening. So maybe, you know, an older guy like Al should get the start and be out there and we get the best version of him. And Moody, I took it as his hand was messed up, and that's why he didn't even have a field goal attempt. But, Steiny, the energy was not there. My boy Reg B texts me, everybody's hurt for Indiana. They're 0-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Big Smooth, tell me what happened and why. What's up, Smoothie? How you doing, my man?
Smooth.
Smooth. Oh, boy.
That was a little transaction going on, huh?
Let's go to Marco in Sonoma.
Give it to us.
Hey, Marco, how you doing, man? What happened last night?
They were just, you know, maybe it was it three games in three days. They had a back to back, and they just no energy.
Yeah,
I'm not digging the chemistry of some of these lineups. Like, I like Post, but he seems a little lost right now. And you know, Pajemski's, I don't know. It doesn't feel good. Even though they're 4-2 now.
Yes, sir. I'm 4-2.
I'm just not as fired up about this lineup as I thought I'd be, you know? Kuminga's playing well, I get it, but there just seems like there's some weird tension under everything. I don't know. It might just be that they're tired, man. I might be overreading into this thing and, you know, hitting the eject button a little too early. But, I mean, we're 6 games in, but I just didn't like what I saw.
Hey, real quick, this is why I'm concerned. Can they, and I've never played a minute of NBA ball. I don't know about you, but I'll assume you haven't. I mean, if it's tired and we're 5 games in, because that's what it was going into last night, I don't like that at all. That's why I haven't even mentioned. But you said what I said. The energy wasn't there.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, there's a lot of, you know, we don't want to get into the whole concept of all the old head NBA guys talking about you know, the DNPs and the do not plays, but like it's 6 games in, man. Why, what are you tired from?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's fair, so Marco.
It was just odd. Maybe I'm being an old grumpy dude and whatever, but I don't know. I just didn't feel it.
You know? That was unacceptable last night. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I was excited to watch the game, and then, you know, Giannis didn't play, and then they came out and looked flat, and I was just, I turned it off and watched the football game.
Appreciate it, Marco. Thank you so much. And I'm looking at the YouTube chat goo, Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
Something is off. The caller is on to something. He says Buddy's not happy or didn't,
I said what
still,
I said.
Didn't look happy.
Well, Buddy hadn't been playing. You got to be responsible for what your own actions. And let's be honest, he hasn't exactly got off to a great start. And we've seen it before from Buddy. And then when he gets hot, it's over. But I asked you about Moody, and he hasn't been bad. But last night, Steiny, 10 minutes, and I'm like, okay, he's a young player. Does he miss starting? Neither here nor there. But the bottom line is Milwaukee hoisted up 46 threes, Steiny, and shot 41%. So, and I'm just remembering what Butch said before he left, everybody's doing it. So maybe that was it. They shot 41% from three. Warriors shot, what, 36 or around there, and maybe that's the difference in the game. But this is 34%. But, Steiny, something's just – I didn't like post-starting. I understood it because you had Miles Turner, Bobby Portis coming off the bench. But, and I don't want to put this at the doorstep of post, but maybe if Pods or somebody else is in there, you got more energy.
Goo, post was terrific against the Clippers.
It
was one of the few games I've seen him play where if he wasn't making shots, he still would have helped them win on Tuesday. So,
but every game's different, right?
No doubt. I'm not here to say Post was good last night. I have no idea. I'm just saying, man, I mean, you know, Post started Tuesday. He was absolutely fantastic. He started last night. Apparently, he wasn't very good. You know, Pajemski, I don't know how he played last night. It looks like he was so-so, like all of them. But he's coming off two pretty good games. And you said this about Moody. Well, you know, it's neither here nor there. Actually, that's one where I would challenge you on. Not challenge you. I would agree with you. I do think there could be something to see. Moses Moody was a starter going into the regular season, and he just happened to be hurt for the first two games. Kuminga plays. Now Kuminga starts. Like, Moody lost his job without playing in a way. Now it's Moses Moody, and he's dealt with this before, but, you know, that's Moody's not a starter now when it looked like he was going to be an everyday starter, you know, when the season started.
Yeah,
so.
And I felt like Rook, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead, Stoney.
No, I'm done.
They had no presence in the paint defensively. I felt like Rollins, Gary Trent Jr. was they like A.J. Green. They weren't afraid of anybody in a Warrior uniform down low or driving to the paint, even when they missed. And then I go to Horford, Stoney, 20 minutes, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Like, that ain't it, and 1 of 6 from the field. So old Goo, assistant coach Goo today, is just thinking to myself, when we seen Al Horford play basketball before the Warriors, he was a starter. And I'm just saying maybe that might be something Kerr will tinker with. But, man, Steiny, I thought we brought him in here to get off to a good start and spell Dre at the 5.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors get beat last night, 120-110 to the Bucks.
No Giannis.
We're having a little bit of fun because I missed the game. I didn't watch the game.
I was wrong.
So I want you guys to tell me what happened last night. Guru's doing a good job.
Oh, Steiny, I got to read something to you.
Okay.
415 after you give me a compliment. Steiny, that was the game not to watch. But you need to work on your anger issues.
No, I did. No, I did.
Thank you. Love.
I worked on my anger issues while I was enjoying the Baltimore Ravens.
They hooked you up. Hopefully you win.
Don't count them out.
Yeah. Well.
The Ravens.
That's because they're in a stinky division.
Nevertheless.
Any Brock Purdy news?
We can talk about that. He's not playing. It'll be Mac Jones. That segment brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
Joe Shasky here for Ceremony Ford, Lisa 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.